So we'll talk about what happened to this man at that point. But just to pick out a little bit there, though, on the Ramucirumab, because you mentioned he was on this trial looking at Zivaflibercept, another anti-angiogenic. I remember there were actually trials, I think, of bevacizumab in gastric. Obviously, it wasn't very promising because it never came into practice. And yet, Ramucirumab, like this patient, is now really become a standard. Can you talk about, in general, what the clinical research data has shown with using these various anti-angiogenic strategies, Bev, aflibercept, regorafenib, apatinib is another one, and regorafenib, and sort of why it is that we landed in the ramucirumab?
Absolutely. Well, I think we all know that the age of angiogenesis inhibition started with bevacizumab, and after the initial successes in colorectal cancer and lung cancer and to a certain degree in breast cancer, they decided to test this agent with standard therapy in gastric cancer. And the study known as Avagast combined standard platinum 5-FU therapy with or without their agent bevacizumab. So they showed a significant improvement in response rate, progression-free survival, and even showed a 2-month improvement in overall survival, but it was just not statistically significant. And in the end, I think that they were undone by the fact that the Japanese and the other East Asians were using multiple lines of therapy after this frontline treatment, and that really the response rate, progression-free survival could not be pulled through due to the sort of mediating effects of second and even third line therapy for these patients that were primarily from Asia. And this has ultimately led to the effect that a lot of pharmaceutical companies limit the number of patients on their trials that come from East Asia, at least in this particular arena, so that no more than 25 or 30% of patients are allowed to come from China and Japan. And I think that really, we have learned from this experience that in gastric cancer, we're no longer talking about one line of therapy. We're talking about a disease that can receive 2 lines and now 3 lines of therapy with the checkpoint inhibitors. So unfortunately, the company was not willing to sort of redo the study with the appropriate modifications. And I think that's where ramucirumab took advantage of this particular hole and in many ways does have some advantages over bevacizumab. And tested first as a single agent versus best supportive care in cisplatin 5-FU refractory disease, and then in combination with paclitaxel. And I think that clearly there was an advantage of using this agent in second and even third line, because I do believe that there is some sort of way in which cancer cells become angiogenesis dependent. And when you stop an angiogenesis inhibitor, I think that it's not necessarily the further inhibition. It's sort of the fact that you're withdrawing this agent. And I think, for instance, in colorectal cancer, I don't think that necessarily giving further bevacizumab or ramucirumab, it's the efficacy of the drug. I think that actually when you withdraw it, the patients actually do worse. And I think that that was really the advantage that ramucirumab had in the second and third line setting. That being said, now the early data with the Rainfall study with ramucirumab, where they're reporting progression-free survival advantage for that study, I think is promising that ramucirumab will probably get a frontline indication with cisplatin and 5-FU.